As families gather for the holidays, some parents will try to pass down antique furniture, collectibles, and family heirlooms to their adult children. Those items may have sentimental or financial value, or sometimes both, but many baby boomers are discovering that their treasures aren't valued as much as they expect. Christina Estes from Here and Now contributor KJZZ in Phoenix reports.
There we go. Come on out.
Inside Claudia Kunkel's garage,
I see it's a little dusty, isn't it?
is a 3x4 foot piece of reddish brown wood supported by a pedestal base.
And this is the old Duncan Fife dining room table.
Less than 3 feet high, it stands tall in her mind.
There were five of us kids. Used to sit at it and do homework. And I guess I think the most important memory is that Dad bought it for Mom when they were married. And I think that's kind of special.
Kunkel has cherished her parents' table for four decades through four states.
It's been in every home that we've had. It's gone across the country, starting in Iowa and moved to Colorado, to California, and now Arizona.
Now that she's no longer using the table, Kunkel would like one of her three daughters to take it. Her oldest, 33-year-old Susan Kunkel, is her best chance, but no guarantee.
It's not exactly my style, but I do appreciate, you know, family heirlooms. I would like to keep it. I just don't have the space.
It's an interesting transition that I'm seeing going on.
Andrea Brundage is a professional organizer. She works with a lot of baby boomers who are downsizing.
Well, I think millennials are more disposable, and they've also seen us be burdened down with too much stuff, I think.
When kids reject their parents' dresser or grandma's china, it can cause hurt feelings. Brundage has felt the pain herself. She was sure her daughters would fight over a dining room table, but neither wanted it. Brundage eventually sold it at a yard sale to a man who planned to give it to his daughter.
And of course, I just got very emotional because that's where that table was supposed to have gone.
A lot of older brown furniture makes its way to EJ's auction and consignment in Glendale, a suburb of Phoenix, where owner Eric Hoyer says business is booming.
Probably tripled in the past 5 years, and the amount of estates that we're doing from the baby boomer generation because the kids don't want it. Or they inherited it, they don't want it for their house.
Behind the showroom, where visitors can view items featured in weekly auctions.
Let me pop you in the back here.
Is the processing area.
We have five moving trucks. We're picking up a minimum of one estate a day.
This is where items are unloaded, sorted, and cataloged. In one corner, a talking doll dressed in red, white, and blue is propped under bright lights waiting to be photographed while an employee conducts research.
So we're part of organizations that give us very large databases to be able to research and find out what the fair market value of something is.
Delivering the news to clients sometimes requires sensitivity, especially when dealing with antiques. That's anything more than 100 years old. Since the recession, Hoyer says the antiques market has tanked.
They're not collecting that stuff anymore. The people that are collecting that antique furniture are the ones selling it.
Another example is porcelain figurines, commonly called hummels. The collectibles were popular in the 70s, but not today.
You know, those $300, $400 pieces are now, I mean, we'll group them together now in lots of three or four just to try to get $50 for them.
Hoyer estimates they turn away 60% of what they see. Rejection can be tough, as professional organizer Andrea Brundage knows. But she reminds herself and her clients that parents should never burden their children by forcing items on them they don't want.
And so when you put it that way to most people, they're reasonable.
Back at her garage in Phoenix, Claudia Kunkel gets it.
It's like, oh, I wish somebody would take it. But you can't feel bad because I had my own taste as well. You know, and they should be allowed to decide what they want in their home and what they don't want in their home.
If her children don't want her parents' rectangular table with the curved legs, Kunkel admits it might be time to let it go.
The value is really in the memories, isn't it?
For Here and Now, I'm Christina Estes in Phoenix.